Revelation chapter 18, verses 22 through 24. The sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. The light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. In her was found the blood of prophets, and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. Verse number 22. In the book of Exodus, chapter number 11, verse number 5, labor with the millstone is the lowest. In the book of Deuteronomy, the stone is a life basic need. In the book of Job, chapter number 41, verse number 26, millstone is hard and durable. All men in rebellion, from the ruler to the slave, labor in vain. All efforts in Christ's spirit are abundantly rewarding, presently and eternally. In sin, the meanest life, or living in wealth and fame, is bitter now and ends in hell forever. The poorest beggar in Christ is richer than any earthly king. And the wealthy disciples eagerly wait for our King's appearance. Reveling in sin and groping in darkness is contrary to the ancient revelations of our God's word and order. All of our God's faithful children keep His word and rejoice, adoring Him at this time and in eternal glory. Carnal men labor hard to impose new rigid laws, but nothing secures them in eternity, and their short time in this world often brings them agony. The light of a candle is used throughout the scriptures of all times. The physical purpose, form, and function of a candle fill a wide spectrum, and so does the symbolism of it. In the first chapter of this book, we read about seven candlesticks, but no explanation or even brief definition of a candle itself. Let us consider some verses to accumulate more understanding. The book of Job, chapter number 29, verse number 3. His candle shines upon my head, and by His light I walk through darkness. I paraphrase this one verse. The book of Psalms, chapter number 18, verse number 28. Thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. The book of Proverbs, chapter number 24, verse number 20. There shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out. Sin is darkness. The book of Jeremiah the prophet, chapter number 25, first 11 verses. I selected some verses from this passage. This is the word that came to Jeremiah concerning all the people of Judah in the fourth year of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. That was the first year of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon. This is the word which Jeremiah the prophet spoke unto all the people of Judah and to all the inhabitants of Jerusalem. From the 13th year of Josiah, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, even unto this day, this is the 23rd year, the word of the Lord has come unto me. And I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye have not hearkened. The Lord has sent unto you all His servants the prophets, rising early and sending them, but ye have not hearkened, nor inclined your ear to hear. Therefore thus says the Lord of hosts, because they have not heard my words, I will take from them the voice of mirth, and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride, the sound of the millstones, and the light of the candle. This whole land shall be desolation and astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Gospel according to Luke chapter number 11, verse numbers 33 through 36. No man, when he has lighted a candle, places it in a secret place, neither under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that they which come in may see the light. The light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when your eye is single, your whole body also is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body also is full of darkness. Take heed, therefore, that the light which is in you be not darkness. If your whole body, therefore, be full of light, having no part dark, the whole shall be full of light, as when the bright shining of a candle does give you light. Gospel according to John chapter number 3, verse numbers 16 through 19. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone that works evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. The whole Bible is our God's word. But when our blessed Lord Jesus speaks, the entire world beams in his few words. Through the testimony of the gospel, the light is offered to Babylon. Babylon rejected the light. The messengers of light are persecuted and martyred. Now the great harlot is left in her own darkness, thick darkness. She is ready now and appointed to see the lightnings and hear the thunders of her sin consequences, our God's righteous judgment, her eternal doom. In the world of sin and darkness, Gentiles and nominal believers have candles of their empty forms and traditions. Their candles cannot produce clear and bright light of the pure gospel. Their candles spread only a smoke screen to hide the truth and choke their soul's need for our Savior and salvation in him. Genuine gospel proclamation is the true candle. Remember the epistle to the Philippians chapter number 2, verse numbers 15 and 16. You be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ. Genuine gospel living day by day is a candlestick. The power of light is from Christ alone. Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 13. When the last Christian martyr has been offered and the last voice of the truth is silenced, Babylon can rejoice in her ignorance. But she only prepared herself for our God's just judgment. Revelation chapter number 11, verse numbers 3 through 13. Our Lord Jesus reveals in the Gospel according to Luke chapter number 17, verse numbers 26, 27 and 30, that marriage excitement is practiced till the last day, but sinful lusts replace the true godly union. Instead of lifetime commitment to a godly marriage, sinners rejoice in foolish illusions before their marriage and comfort themselves in divorce, fornication, and adulteries afterward, after entering the marriage. True testimony of purity, virginity, and godly marriage point to the perfect union, our redeemed souls with our heavenly bridegroom. Revelation chapter numbers 21 and 22. This is the gospel candle and candlestick. The gospel holiness is neglected among the nominal religions, opening their minds to the carnality and worldly rejection of godliness. The voice of the bridegroom and of the bride is not heard in Babylon at all. Soon the thunder of the just judgment will rend her sky, and the lightnings of her condemnation will rip the canopy of her sinful illusion and pretense. Behold the present time and the future of the candle that is never extinguished by the blows of Babylon's wickedness. In the second epistle of Peter, chapter number 1, verse number 19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. The joy in Christ excels forever. Yes, the true candle shines brighter and brighter forever, because it is from Christ, for Christ, and in Christ. His candle is rejected by the dragon, beast, and Babylon. Their greatness and glory is in sinful merchandising and sorceries to deceive whomever they can and to remain in their own self-deception. As in the days of Noah, so it is today. Gospel according to Luke, chapter number 17, verse number 26. In his loving care, our Lord tells us in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter number 12, verse numbers 34 through 38, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he comes, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. If he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. The servants he blesses are truly blessed. As we read in the Epistle to the Philippians, chapter number 3, verse numbers 20 and 21, let our citizenship be in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Our Redeemer and King of Kings is our treasure. Verse number 24. And in her was found the blood of prophets, and of saints, and of all that were slain upon the earth. Consider the prophecy of the prophet Isaiah, chapter number 26, verse number 21. Behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. In the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter number 23, verse numbers 35 and 36, our Lord Jesus speaks to evil religion. Upon you comes all the righteous blood shed upon the earth, from the blood of righteous Abel, unto the blood of Zacharias, son of Berechias, whom ye slew between the temple and the altar. Verily I say unto you, all these things shall come upon this generation. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints to execute judgment upon all, and to convince all that are ungodly among them of all their ungodly deeds. The evildoers committed godlessness, and ungodly sinners have spoken against God their harsh speeches. Epistle of Jude, verse numbers 14 and 15. The prophet Enoch was only the seventh man counting from Adam. Enoch was not a Jew, not even a Hebrew. His prophecy is addressed to the wickedness of the entire humanity. Our Lord Jesus, in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter number 23, verse numbers 35 and 36, sorted out all wickedness as the character of the same people throughout human generations. Only two nations existed on this earth, lost and saved. Since Adam's fall, there have been only two groups of men, one obedient, the other rebellious. Since the first offerings, one accepted and the other rejected, there have been two kinds of worshippers. One is seeking our Lord's pleasure, and the other continues in stubborn rebellion. Since our father Noah, two kinds of laborers lived, only one kind walked with God. Since our father Abraham, two kinds of humanity have been recorded. Only one was obedient and looking forward to the day of Christ. The other kind continued in faithlessness and will have to face our Savior and Lord as their righteous judge. The entire humanity is divided. One part is in Christ, the only Savior and Lord. The other part is in stubborn disobedience. Once again, the revelation illuminates our understanding of our God's entire word given to us in Christ, our God's Son. Everyone among saved in our Savior receives the abundance of His saving and sustaining grace, Christ's entire ransom. This same revelation reveals the dark side, the humanity that rejected our God's grace. Everyone is guilty for every other. In this last verse of this chapter, verse number 24, the prophets proclaimed the everlasting gospel and Babylon shed their blood. The saints lived the everlasting gospel and Babylon shed their blood. Who else can there be in the world of Babylon? The mother of all harlots, drunk with the blood of martyrs. The world of the dragon and his beasts. Who else is left there? Their own slaves are next. Yes, our Lord God has not always prevented the wickedness from punishing wickedness and being punished by yet more wickedness. And to all wickedness applies the same final, righteous and perfectly just judgment as our Lord confronted the hypocrites in the Gospel according to John chapter number 8, verse number 7. He said unto them, "He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her." Only the Son of our God is free from stains of sin. Only our God's own Lamb is worthy and able to ransom all penitent sinners. Only that Son of Man, our perfect example of unity with the Heavenly Father, is the righteous judge and the just judge of all sin and sinners. Within the limits of our understanding, we cannot grasp the holiness of the Holy One, nor our sinfulness without Christ. The path of sinner is the way of rebellion. Cain is a typical example of satanic spell over his victims. In the book of Genesis, chapter number 4, verse number 16, Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod, on the east of Eden. That is the land of aimless wandering to selfish self-pity, and from despair to fury. Verse number 19. Cain's fifth descendant, Lamech, took unto him two wives. Verse number 23. He said unto his wives, Hear my voice, you wives of Lamech. Hearken unto my speech, for I have slain a man to my wounding, and a young man to my hurt. Verse number 24. If Cain shall be avenged sevenfold, truly Lamech 70 and sevenfold. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter number 8, verse numbers 27 through 37, we see an advanced degradation of soul in the devil's shackles, suffering the evil master's tyrannical rage. In the Epistle of James, chapter number 2, verse numbers 8 through 12, we have a glimpse of our God's holiness. If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin, and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Christ never sins. Only in our Redeemer is our salvation. No power of demons can pluck us out of our Savior's care. All his faithful are safe.